We're back with more of Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Next week, Milwaukee will host the JCC Maccabi Games, one of the largest youth athletic competitions in the world. Almost 1,000 Jewish youth from around the world, 150 of them from the greater Milwaukee area, will gather here to compete in various sporting events over 5 days. The athletes and their coaches will all participate in a day of service in the middle of the competition as well.
The Harry and Rose Sampson Family Jewish Community Center, the JCC, is the sponsoring organization for Milwaukee's Maccabi Games. Jesse Rosen is the game's director. He and local athlete Sarasol Wirtz join me in the studio now. Sarasol and Jesse, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
So, Jesse, starting with you as the games director, what are they and why is it so important that it's happening here in Milwaukee?
So the JCC Maccabi Games is a summer sports festival. It's a very Olympic-style sports festival. We have nearly 1,000 kids that will come from all over the world to Milwaukee, August 2nd through the 7th. And it's been held for 33 years all over the country. It's in different cities every summer, and Milwaukee put in a bid for it. The Harry and Rose Sampson Family JCC decided it was a big enough profile event, and we were ready for it. So our community decided to put in a bid, and we won almost 3 years ago. And we're in the home stretch.
In addition to producing the winning bid, what do you have to do to make it possible for 1,000 athletes to come here and compete?
Well, so the biggest challenge with the way that our games are structured is all of our athletes don't stay in hotels. They stay with families. So they're all home housed. And so recruiting 1,000 beds out of people's homes, we knew would be the biggest challenge, and we're there. So that's been a lot of our effort, has been just informing and exciting the community about what's coming.
What kinds of sports are being competed?
So we have 15 different sports, everything from the very typical baseball, basketball, volleyball. We're doing inline hockey, and then we've got a unique one called Star Reporter, where it's actually for kids like me who have zero athletic talent but still want to be engaged in the games, and they come and cover it as almost like a junior reporter. They do web blogs and they do some newsletters and stuff like that. So we really have tried to find an activity for everyone.
So you've got the ESPN wannabes
exactly.
who are going to get in there and become color commentators.
Right.
I like that. That's really great because, as you say, not everybody's an athlete.
Absolutely. And the level of athletic competition varies from very recreational, from kids that are just coming from that summer experience with teens from all over the world, to really competitive, especially in some of the basketball and volleyball and soccer competitions, where they are there to win the gold medal.
What was the idea to start this in the first place?
So it started 33 years ago, and it was an offshoot of something called the Maccabiah, which is the Adult Jewish Olympics in Israel every 4 years. And it's really a youth feeder program that starts to build when you're very young. Our athletes are between 12 and 16. And it really is a low barrier entry point for teens to do something cool with other Jewish kids. It's not about going to an educational program. It's not about going to something boring and long. It's about an exciting, engaging event for 5 days with kids from all over the world.
So, Sarasol, let's bring you in. What are you competing in?
I'm competing in soccer this year.
And what position do you play?
Well, I'm mainly a defender, but sometimes I go and play midfield.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so is this the first time you've ever competed in the Maccabi Games? Is this a first-time experience for you?
Well, last year I went to Boca Raton, and I competed there also.
So what was it like?
It was incredible. It was so much fun. Just like the feeling of being surrounded by Jewish kids and that have the same interests as you. It was pretty incredible.
How did your team do last year?
Well, we were a mixed team, and we met about 15 minutes before our first game on Monday. And
so not a lot of practice time.
No, not at all. But in the end of the week, we did come in third, so that was pretty cool.
And what are you expecting this year?
Well, again, I am competing on a mixed team, so you never know. But hopefully we do get a medal, but it's mostly about the fun for me.
So what happens is if there's not necessarily enough kids in Akron to form a full soccer team, will blend kids from, I think, who was your team last year? Do you remember?
Well, I had Palo Alto.
Peninsula,
San Antonio, San Jose.
And Windsor, Canada.
So okay. It's one or two kids from all these different delegations that come together. And as Sarasol said, I mean, within about 10 minutes, they are a team. And by the end of the week, mm-hmm. in this digital age, they're texting and Instagramming and they're like a family. And so one city provides the coach and they just go at it for the week.
I was going to ask about the coaching. When you have teams that are coming together that quickly and that last minute, who is doing the coaching? So you assign them?
So we get the delegation heads, which is essentially like the general manager of each team, each city, to talk to each other. And generally, whoever's got the most kids are responsible for providing a coach. And the more important thing is for organizing the uniform so that, that all the kids have the same uniform. And so we send them the sizes and then they take care of it. So it's all volunteer coaches who basically take a week off of their life. And if we're traveling, like last year our team went to Boca, all the teams share proportionally in the cost of that coach traveling.
Do you learn things, Sarah Soule, from those coaches that are different from, say, you know, the kind of soccer team you might be playing here in Milwaukee?
Yeah. Well, last year coach was from England. So he brought the English side of football or soccer. And he really had a big emphasis on teamwork and just like becoming a family and more than a team. So that was really cool to really experience a different kind of coaching.
Were you able to take some of that that you learned from him and bring it to your play here in Milwaukee?
Yeah. A lot of the virtues that he taught us on and off the field, I brought it here, and a lot of people have commented, honestly.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, how great to, you know, to meet people who have just a slightly different perspective on the sport
exactly.
that you love. Yeah. Uh-huh. And Jesse, you were about to say something.
One of the really special things about the games is we have what's called the Midot medals. So we award bronze, silver, and gold, and then we also have Midot, which is Hebrew for values. So it's we award specific medals for people who exemplify the values of the games. And last year in Boca, the kids on the mixed team, which was our volleyball team, which had kids from Milwaukee, San Antonio, and Palo Alto, the Palo Alto and San Antonio actually awarded a Midot medal to our Milwaukee volleyball coach for just such, you know, the inspiration and the leadership that he showed during the week. And so that's something that's pretty unique to our games.
Well, one of the things that's also unique to this sporting event is that you also have a day of service. Talk about that and what that involves. I assume that's everybody, all those 1,000 athletes plus all of the coaches and other volunteers.
Right. So we're the only teen sports festival that we know of that in the middle of it all stops. And on Wednesday, all the athletes and coaches and delegation heads will do a half a day of competition and a half a day of community service. So we've reached out into the community, and the JCC in Milwaukee is all about partnering to build a healthier Milwaukee. And so we've taken some of our existing partners and formed new ones to really come up with four projects that we're going to send kids out simultaneously during the day in morning and afternoon shifts to do four big projects to make Milwaukee better.
So did that happen last year in Boca?
Every year, JCC Cares is what the Community Service Day is called. It happens in varying degrees. Often, they'll go to a senior center and play bingo, or they'll do some pretty low impact events that are great for the time they're doing it. We've gone bigger. One of our projects, we partnered with Hunger Task Force and MCFI, and we're actually packing 25,000 snack packs that the Hunger Task Force needs to feed during the month of August to MPS kids who don't get food in school. So, you know, that's a pretty big impact.
So, Sarah Soule, what did you do last year and what are you planning to be part of this year for the day of service?
Well, last year in Boca, my team and I, along with all the other soccer players, we went to a daycare for kids, I think, from the age of maybe 4 to maybe they were 10, 11, and we ran a carnival for them. So that was really fun to interact with other kids, and we had a really fun with it.
And so this year, are you going to be part of this big hunger?
I'm not sure she knows. We're still shoveling.
Sure.
We do it by team, so it's really a team activity. All the girl soccer players will go and do one of the projects we're doing on the south side with in partnership with the United Community Center and Northwestern Mutual is to do a one-day event in Walker Square Park where we're installing outdoor exercise equipment. So our kids will come and help with that and do a lot of the landscaping around that and work with the UCC's kids together with ours. We're going to do some painting projects and some other improvements in the neighborhood. So it really leaves it better and our kids and theirs work together.
I'm assuming that these games are open for people to come see. How would they do that? Where do you go? Where do you find out how to go see Sarah Soule play?
Absolutely. Well, the biggest gathering point is going to be on Sunday, August 2nd, next Sunday, at the Bima Harris Bradley Center. We're going to gather as a full community, not just the Jewish community, but the whole community in Milwaukee, to really celebrate these athletes and to celebrate the games. And that starts at 7 p.m. Free tickets are available at the JCC in Whitefish Bay. You can just stop in or online at MilwaukeeMaccabi.org. And so that's if you just want to come and watch the opening ceremonies. If you want to come watch Sarah Soule and the other 1,000 kids compete, you just have to go online, milwaukeemaccabi.org, and sign up for a free spectator pass. And you'll get your credential that you'll get into every athletic event we have.
And it'll have a listing of where everything's taking place
it
and
does.
The different fields and
yep.
all of that.
Yep.
Yeah, because I imagine they're kind of all over the city.
We're actually really lucky. We've got a fantastic partnership with Nicolet and Homestead that have allowed us to do so much in a pretty compressed area. So between Nicolet High School, Homestead High School, and Eline Soccer Park out on 76th, we've got about 80% of it there and at the JCC. First competition's on Monday morning, and the gold medal rounds finish up on Thursday afternoon.
Perfect. And is there a closing ceremony as well?
There's a closing party, and it's really more for the kids, a closing party. We will hand off the torch, a real fire torch, to our friends who are hosting next year in St. Louis. But it's really the opening ceremony. This is really the community event.
Okay. Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in and telling us about this. And Sarah Soule, best of luck with your
thank
team.
I
hope you do well, but most importantly, have a good time.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And Jesse, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Jesse Rosen is the director of the Jewish Community Center Maccabi Games. The games are bringing together many hundreds of Jewish youth athletes from around the world to Milwaukee next week. Milwaukee's Sarah Soule Wirtz is one of them.
The opening ceremony, which is free, is this Sunday evening at the BMO Harris Bradley Center. There is more information about the games at wuwm.com.